watches so much Sports Center, he thinks he can predict the winners.
Oh, I bet he has ESPN, ESP.
Exactly.
Oh. You know, speaking of sports watching, my friend just got this new flat screen TV in his apartment, but now he can't focus. He's all over the place.
Sounds like a classic case of ADHD. I know what you mean. My cousin just got back from Iraq. He's been so messed up. He's been sleeping with every girl he can get his hands on. Mm. Now he has gonorrhea.
PTSD, STD.
That reminds me, I finally made it over to that new restaurant in the Arts District. A Quality Cafe, I think it's called. Man, I got the best sandwich on the menu.
What'd you get?
The LGBT BLT.
Good choice.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
We are very blessed to call this nation our home, and that's what America is. It is our home. It's where we raise our families, care for our loved ones, look out for our neighbors, and live out our dreams. It's my prayer that on this Thanksgiving, we begin to heal our divisions and move forward as one country, strengthened by shared purpose and very, very common resolve. In declaring this national holiday, President Lincoln called upon Americans to speak with one voice and one heart. That's just what we have to do. We've just finished a long and bruising political campaign. Emotions are raw and tensions just don't heal overnight. It doesn't go quickly, unfortunately. But we have before us the chance now to make history together, to bring real change to Washington, real safety to our cities, and real prosperity to our communities, including our inner cities, so important to me and so important to our country. But to succeed, we must enlist the effort of our entire nation. This historic political campaign is now over, but now begins a great national campaign to rebuild our country and to restore the full promise of America for all of our people. I'm asking you to join me in this effort. It's time to restore the bonds of trust between citizens. Because when America is unified, there is nothing beyond our reach, and I mean absolutely nothing. Let us give thanks for all that we have, and let us boldly face the exciting new frontiers that lie ahead. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Al Pacino having Thanksgiving dinner. Okay. Thanksgiving. Pasas huipoteros. Pasas huipoteros. Chunoala. The huipoteros. But I look around the table, I don't see no huipoteros. I see a turkey. I see a green bean. But I don't see no sweet potatoes with a sweet potato, with a marshmallow, a toast on top. I don't see it. I know who took the sweet potato. I know who ate the sweet potato. It's that fat bitch over there. Grandma! Oh, yeah. Sure don't think I see you, man. I see you all the time. I love you. I look at you all the time. I watch you, man. You eat. You like to eat, huh? You like to eat? You like to eat? You gotta eat, you like to eat, all right?
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, raw, dog. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, rat.
You name it!
Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, raw, dog. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, chicken, turkeys. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, raw, dog. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, rat.
You name it!
Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, beans, greens, potatoes, greens. Beans, 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 potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, chicken, turkeys, beans, 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 potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys.
You made it! You made it! You made it! You made it!
Thanksgiving is a family holiday as much as a national one. So for the past 7 years, I've established another tradition. Embarrassing my daughters with a cornucopia of dad jokes about turkeys. This year, they had a scheduling conflict. Actually, they just couldn't take my jokes anymore. What I haven't told them yet is that we are going to do this every year from now on. No cameras, just us, every year. No way I'm cutting this habit cold turkey. Good one, huh? That was pretty funny. Now, Tater is here in a backup role just in case Tot can't fulfill his duties. So he's sort of like the vice turkey. We're working on getting him a pair of aviator glasses. I want to take a moment to recognize the brave turkeys who weren't so lucky, who didn't get to ride the gravy train to freedom, who met their fate with courage and sacrifice, and proved that they weren't chicken. It's not that bad now. Come on. We should also make sure everyone has something to eat on Thanksgiving. Of course, except the turkeys, because they're already stuffed. So, later today, the... And when somebody at your table tells you that you've been hogging all the side dishes and you can't have any more, I hope that you respond with a creed that sums up the spirit of a hungry people. Yes, we cram. That was good. Look, I know there's some bad ones in here, but this is the last time I'm doing this, so we're not leaving any room for leftovers. And so let's get on with the pardoning, because it's Wednesday afternoon and everyone knows that Thanksgiving traffic can put people in a foul mood.
Beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, raw, raw. Beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, rat. You name it. Beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, raw, raw. Beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, chicken, turkey. Beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, raw, raw. Beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, rat. You name it. Beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes. Beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes. Beans, creams, potatoes, creams, potatoes. Beans, 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 creams, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, chicken, turkey. Beans, beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey.
You made it! You made it! You made it! You made it!
That's chapter one. Would you like to have chapter two? You better, son of a bitch, I know the way.
Is boredom a problem?
Yes, boredom is, of course, the problem. Boredom is the other side of creativity. And the energy of creation has as its, that is the yang, the yin side of that energy is called boredom. Everything, of course, is fundamentally yang and yin. If you understand that, you really don't need to understand anything else.
You know, I have this saying I like to use, like, when in doubt, zoom out.
Can you high-five him, please? Get it! When in doubt, zoom out.
Yeah.
Zoom out! I want to talk about North Dakota and the Standing Rock and the Native Americans protesting and how they're using military... They're using, like, concussion grenades against American citizens. Like, I just got to talk... I mean, really quick. I know none of them probably listen to this podcast. But if you're a police officer and you are using military force against American citizens, what the f*** is wrong with you? Like, did you join the force to crack skulls like this? I mean, like, I even get, like, wanting to be in your neighborhood and cleaning up your neighborhood, and if there's some riffraff, lighting some people up. I can understand to a point. This has nothing to do with this. Like, when you were a kid and you watched movies, did you dream of being the bad guys? Like, right now, like, you're the frat guys from Revenge of the Nerds. You're the assholes from the Cobra Kai. You're the one yelling, sweep the leg, Johnny, right now. You're an extra from the Karate Kid movie rooting for the Cobra Kai. When you watched Star Wars, did you dream of being a stormtrooper? Because that's what you are. You're dreaming. You are a stormtrooper. Everybody else would be Luke, maybe Yoda, maybe Han Solo. Did you dream of being a stormtrooper? Another warm body for the f***ing Empire to crack on the resistance. I mean, that's what you're doing. You're not serving your neighbor. This is not protect and serve. This is hire gun in our country, man. You're using concussion grenades on U.S. citizens. Like, I don't give a shit where you stand on that pipeline. This use of force is uncalled for. This is not a crime. This is not a terrorist attack. This is U.S. citizens fighting for their own land, man. You are on the wrong side of history right now. No matter how this goes, and it will not go well. This, I'm telling you right now, I will be shocked if this pipeline goes forward. The way it keeps mounting more and more, and the more force you use. And what happened to the stormtroopers, my friends? What happened to the stormtroopers in every Star Wars movies? They get killed. That's you, dude. That's you. You signed up to protect and serve, and now you're cracking skulls for the Death Star. And you know what? They don't give a shit about you. And at the end of the day, man, at the end of the day, it's your water, too. Your kids' water, too. Your f***ing environment. So you're doing all this evil shit for a paycheck and a retirement fund, which most likely, the way things are going, isn't even going to be there when you get to that age. So you're selling your soul for a f***ing paycheck and not doing what you, when you were a kid, you dreamed of. When you were a kid, you dreamed of being a cop. You wanted to walk the beat. You wanted to keep your neighborhood safe. And you wanted to treat people with some dignity because you cared about your neighborhood. This is not it, man. Don't you watch movies? You're on the wrong side of the story. If this was a movie in a theater, people would be rooting for you for dying, man. They'd be rooting for you to f***ing die. They would clap when you get shot. You're on the wrong side of the story. You're on the wrong side of the story, man. You're the guy in the f***ing grainy film of the dude with the hose hosing down black people trying to get them off the sidewalk. You're the one who f***ing told Rosa Parks to get the f*** off the bus. That's who you are right now. You're on the wrong side, man. It's time to go. Pick right. You know how this ends because it ends all the time the same way. Common sense. Right. What's right and what's wrong? And what's right is that these guys have a right to do what they want with their own land. We have the right to clean water. We have the right to an environment. We have the right to renewable energy. And you're part of the f***ing problem. And you're not doing the job that you signed up for. So that's where we're at. This fake news ass I'm dealing with right now. Nobody's reporting this stuff. Watch the nightly news. You see anything about North Dakota? You see maybe something on CNN once in a while. This whole fake news thing that's going on, this is such propaganda bull.
I just want to talk for a while. I always say for just a minute, but it's never just a minute, about this whole fake news thing. Most people still don't know that Google has a parent company now named Alphabet. And a lot of people wonder why Alphabet, why that is. And the Washington Post tried to say it was because of profits. But the truth is, Google is in control of vast swaths of information and communication on the web. We've already seen Google censoring search results about the election in ways that favor their political stance, and why not? WikiLeaks proved that Alphabet CEO and Bilderberg attendee Eric Schmidt was meeting with the Clinton camp prior to the election, and Podesta referred to him as, quote, head outside advisor, adding that Schmidt was, quote, ready to fund, advise, and recruit talent for the Clinton campaign. Knowing all of that, it's blatantly clear that there's no way Google/Alphabet is impartial or unbiased, but it's embedded all over the internet, and people use the search engine thinking this is just a non-partial search engine and nothing more. No, Schmidt has already admitted that Google has become so powerful at this point, it can guess more or less what people are thinking.
One of the things that eventually happens in that perceived line of reasoning is we don't need you to type at all, because we know where you are, with your permission. We know where you've been, with your permission. We can more or less guess what you're thinking about.
You think that kind of information can't be used to shape public opinion and shape world events?
That's a lot of power that Google has. And Alphabet/Google owns YouTube, which makes so much sense if you consider how considerable the effort has been on YouTube as of late to censor alternative news topics. With all that in mind, I wanted to discuss this fake news psyop that's happening right now. This is one of your classic Hegelian problem-reaction-solution psyops, but it's so sloppy that they must not think anyone is paying attention at all. Or maybe at this point, so much BS has been passed off as real and legitimate that society's concept of reality is so permanently warped that the people running the show can just blatantly lie and just pass it off as true and not even care how obvious the lie is. Because if anything, over the last year, at least the last year, we've seen some of the most blatant lies being reported as truths. And they don't even care. It's like they don't even care how obvious the issue is. And we've seen in recent weeks all over the mainstream media cries to censor the so-called fake news.
In the past 24 hours, many on the left have stepped up demands that companies like Facebook, Google, and Twitter, the companies through which almost all of your news flows, censor so-called fake news.
That the scales were tipped unfairly through fake news.
The divide is real and it is distressing. And it's partly because of Facebook.
It's literally called a news feed.
And particularly in an age of social media where so many people are getting their information in sound bites and snippets off their phones. If we can't discriminate between serious arguments and propaganda, then we have problems.
Right, the politician in chief lecturing us about propaganda.
And at first, people weren't even sure what exactly constituted fake news. But then, like clockwork, the mainstream media starts passing around this list created by some liberal community college communications professor, which includes a whole lot of the alternative media. And if you read the list and you read what she's written, the whole thing is completely ridiculous. If you look at this list, what you'll notice right away is there are absolutely no mainstream media outlets on here, even though a large portion of them got caught colluding with the Clinton campaign through WikiLeaks, and I'll touch on that in a little bit. But her notes are also very, it's very hilarious. Well, there's a couple things here, because it's not just fake news sites. She's got it broken down as fake, misleading, clickbaity, and or satirical news. And she breaks this out, and she even says something like The Onion should be on here because it has the potential to perpetuate misinformation based on different audience misinterpretations and to make sure anyone who reads a story by The Onion, for example, understands its purpose. I don't think it's her job or the government's job or a corporation's job to make sure that everybody who reads something understands the purpose of that story in exactly the same way. It's as if she wants, and they want, this homogenous pool of mindless, like a hive mind, that we're all just going to come to information and we're all going to interpret it exactly the same way. And that makes no sense. That's never going to happen. Unless they put SpongeBob bucket helmets on everyone. It doesn't even matter what's written. We're all going to see things differently. We're not all always going to have the same opinion of how something is. And it's not the government's job to make sure that we do anyway. So that's very Orwellian, in my opinion, to begin with. But then she adds a note about the sources that she trusts for her news, and she includes government-funded NPR, Bilderberg attendee The Washington Post, Council on Foreign Relations partner The Atlantic, and the blatantly biased New York Times, which totally got outed in WikiLeaks as colluding with the Clinton campaign. So these are all biased sources. So how she even thinks she's in a position at all to be putting together such a list when clearly she's very biased. And what's scarier is she says this list is for educational purposes, which means she uses it in her community college classroom. That's scary. So that's what she's teaching kids, is unbiased news. It'd be one thing if this list was just getting passed around as some list that a liberal college professor came up with, but it's not. They actually went ahead and started publishing this in different mainstream outlets, like the LA Times was passing this list off about, want to get fake news out of your news feed? Block these sites, you know?
Only reading from Facebook, maybe pay for a subscription to a newspaper in your area or watch the nightly news. I think the best thing people can do is just seek out a variety of sources from a variety of opinions, orientations, or traditional news sources.
As if this is a real list and not just some list this random lady came up with. This whole thing is very coordinated. They've been laying the groundwork on it for a while. Back in August, I don't know if you guys remember, Facebook fired its human editors because it came out that they were preloading their top news, trending news section with stories, and then it came out that they were making Black Lives Matter trend, even though it really wasn't, so they were pushing certain stories and then also censoring certain conservative stories off of that list. And when all of that criticism came out, they fired all of those people and they let the algorithm be in charge. And then immediately the algorithm began posting fake news. And by fake in this particular instance, I mean completely made up altogether, not just alternative viewpoints from whatever the establishment agenda is. Fast forward to the week of the election, when all of a sudden you had Facebook get accused of spreading false information that influenced the election. At the same time that WAPO came out with a story about how Google's top news link for final election results was going to a fake news site with false numbers. And this happened all at the same time. So there's your Hegelian psyop right there. Oh no, what can we do? We have this fake news problem. We must do something. It looks totally set up. I mean, come on, you think Google's smart enough to know what people are thinking, but dumb enough to link their election results to a fake site with fake numbers? I don't think so, okay? And right after that, right on cue, there's this huge outcry from liberal establishment media regarding so-called fake news, and then both Google and Facebook are declaring they have to crack down on the people who misrepresent the news. What a bait and switch. I mean, we can all agree there's a little word game, a little semantics argument that's going on here. Because there's fake, and then there's misrepresented. Fake is a forgery, that's counterfeit. Misrepresented, however, means misleading, but it's open to way more interpretation than fake. Misrepresentation is in the eye of the beholder. Misrepresentation could just mean it's not being represented in the way that Google or the establishment wants it to be. But now they're just going to group that all together in one bag and change what words mean. Again, Google changing its name to Alphabet. They're just going to control what things mean now. So Google's going to crack down on so-called fake news sites. But think about how much power and control these people have over what people see online already. Right now, the crackdown is just by taking away the ability to use AdSense to make ad revenue on their sites. But you also have Facebook and Twitter vowing to crack down on fake news sites as well. And Twitter's been suspending alt-right accounts. And even Mark Zuckerberg made the comment that Facebook has to be extremely cautious about becoming the arbiters of truth. Which is like a big joke, because that's exactly what Google and Facebook are doing already. And it's only getting cranked up as they are now attempting to shut down sites that they claim are misrepresenting the news. And again, it's misrepresentation according to who? The official story? Because that's not hard to do. The official story is bullshit a lot of the time. And again, as with YouTube, this isn't just about ads. Although lots of bloggers keep themselves going with ad revenue. And I can tell you that I don't know how many times in the past I've published an article on my own website, and then I've Googled the exact title of my article only to find it pop up on the sites that have republished my article. But my site doesn't show up on Google hardly at all when I search for it. It's way down the list. It's never the top search result. And even though it's the original source of that information. Meanwhile, I think a lot of people who would be watching this video can agree with me that the number one purveyor of propaganda, both abroad and here at home, would be the U.S. government. Especially now that propaganda has been legalized. I mean, for example, our State Department openly funds a group in Syria called the White Helmets, who make fake war propaganda to the tune of tens of millions of dollars. And then our mainstream media reports on that war propaganda back here at home as if that's real, on a loop, just brainwashing people with the government's war programming to get people to support the government's regime change operation in Syria. There's a reason they call this programming, by the way. They're programming the population's reality with this stuff. I mean, this is now the lens through which people are perceiving the world around themselves. which in turn programs how they live their life in our society. It's very sad. Just six corporations are putting out 90%+ of the media that everyone consumes. And if you don't get your news from television, then you're getting it from the internet, usually through Facebook and Google and going directly to, you know, some of these mainstream sites or news aggregator sites. This is a virtual matrix because you can't be at all these places at one time. So everyone is relying on search results or what their television tells them to give them the information they need about the world around them, about what's going on in the world around them. And so if they're programming everyone that the world is a horrifying place filled with terror around every corner, that's what people are going to think. And or like during the election, you'll notice that there were no mass shootings or shooting events anywhere. And there was nothing. It was just the election. We were in an election news bubble. It was as if that was the only thing going on in the whole entire world. And that's how much control these websites and the major media companies have over our reality if we are consuming all of our information about the world through only those sources. They're programming reality for millions of people now. And I don't know if you saw, but on the Ron Paul website, they released a real fake news list of so-called journalists who now, thanks to WikiLeaks, we know were colluding with the Clinton campaign behind the scenes. These are the people that sold us the Iraq had weapons of mass destruction lie, and who told us that if we like our doctor, we can keep our doctor, and who swore up and down that Hillary had a 98% chance of winning the election after they released doctored polls in an attempt to sway votes her way. As you can see, it's pretty much all of the mainstream media sources that have been deemed the real news, derisive air quotes. But again, this is what the internet is. It's what it was always meant to be. It's what it was built to be. It's a cybernetic loop of communication and control. It's a technocratic lockdown. It was created by DARPA, after all. And now that we're all on this grid, they're going to start clamping down on ideas and information and what people talk about, and as Eric Schmidt himself has said, what people think. This has always been the plan. And it's surprising, actually, that this didn't happen sooner. All this talk of shutting down alternative media and fake news and making it so that people can only get their information from establishment sources. Again, we live in a world where just six companies control 90% of the media that we consume. And actually, now that AT&T, who is thoroughly in bed with NSA, it's pretty much been layered in with the NSA since World War II, for sure, just got done buying Time Warner, the company with the hypnotic eyeball symbol. Actually, what it actually looks like is your thalamus, and depending on how you look at it. And they changed their name to Spectrum, just by the way. So you have Alphabet and Spectrum. Visible Spectrum? Invisible Spectrum? They're just saying they control everything now? And your brain, too? I mean, that's what it looks like from the symbols that they're using and the words that they're using. And the government's going to be that much more in control of what we see and hear, what information makes its way into our brains. And it just proves how powerful free thought really is, that they're trying so hard to shut it down. Right now, these guys are still playing nice. But if they can create a big enough public outcry with this fake news psyop, and psyops like it, then eventually they'll just use that as a license to censor free speech on the web altogether. I mean, they're already saying WikiLeaks is a terrorist organization. They've done reports on the Pizzagate thing and made it seem as though anyone who is researching that is an internet bully and they're being influenced by fake news, and that's why they're doing that.
And Leslie, this may have been even more deliberate than the fake news that hit the presidential election. The pizza shop owner suspects thousands of online bullies have set out to destroy him. Maybe simply because he and a friend supported the Clinton campaign.
They're just trying to sweep everything they don't want people talking about under this banner of fake news now as a way to censor and shut down pretty much anything they don't want us discussing or thinking about or talking about or sharing information about. I mean, think about this. If there was no independent alternative media, there would be hardly any reporting on the government's police state crimes that are happening at the Dakota Access Pipeline protests, which have been, the majority of which have been blacked out in the mainstream press. But it's been reported here recently that by multiple people who were there, that the police trapped hundreds of protesters on a bridge, peaceful protesters, and began firing tear gas and water cannons at them in freezing 25-degree weather. They've injured dozens of people. Aaron was telling me that some girl might lose her arm. I mean, this is about people protesting the destruction of sacred Indian land. And the government, by basically having a blackout on that, is keeping the public from even knowing what's really going on over there. And that's why the alternative media exists in the first place. Because the mainstream media doesn't tell anything remotely close to the truth or give a clear picture of what's actually going on. They give a doctored version based on whatever the establishment agenda is. It's the same thing that public school kids get when they go to public school. They get a doctored version of history and world events. And that's what the media does. They give you a doctored version of what's going on based through the lens of the establishment, how they want you to perceive your reality. But the media was always supposed to be one of the people's most important protections against government tyranny. The media we have now, however, is completely in bed with the state. So it's not going to do that. So we have to have some alternative. And they know that, and that's why they want to shut that down. Because it is powerful. It's one of the only avenues for critical thought that we have left. I'm sorry I've taken up too much of your time ranting about this, but it's amazing to watch this happen because they are going to try and shut it down. I mean, that is ultimately the goal. What you're seeing happen right now is precisely why in 1786 Thomas Jefferson wrote, "Our liberty depends on the freedom of the press, and that cannot be limited without being lost."
Gentlemen, let's broaden our minds.
The subject of this speech is a topic which has been discovered recently and which may not exist at all. I may be talking about something that does not exist. Therefore, I'm free to say everything or nothing. My stories and novels often write about counterfeit worlds, semi-real worlds, as well as deranged private worlds, inhabited often by just one person, while meantime the other characters either remain in their own worlds throughout or are somehow drawn into one of the peculiar ones. This theme occurs in the corpus of my 27 years of writing. At no time did I have a theoretical or conscious explanation for my preoccupation with these pluriform pseudo-worlds, but now I think I understand. What I was sensing was the manifold of partially actualized realities lying tangent to what evidently is the most actualized one, the one which the majority of us, by consensus gentium, agree on. You are free to believe me or to disbelieve, but please take my word on it that I am not joking. This is very serious, a matter of importance. Later that day, back home again, but still deeply under the influence of the sodium pentothal, I had a short, acute flash of recovered memory. Then in mid-March, a month later, the total body of memories, intact and entire, began to return. At that time, I had no idea what I was seeing. It resembled nothing that I had ever heard described. It resembled plasmic energy. It had colors. It moved fast. It collected and then dispersed. But what it was, what he was, I am not sure even now. In other words, it's a common theme in my writing that a dark-haired girl shows up at the door of the protagonist and tells him that his world is delusional, that there's something false about it. Well, this did finally happen to me. I even knew that her hair would be black. I had an actual complete sense of what she would look like and what she would say. She did appear. She was a total stranger, and she did inform me of this fact, that some of my fictional works were in a literal sense true. I wrote out these dreams in novel after novel, story after story. To name two in which this prior ugly present obtained most clearly, I cite The Man in the High Castle and my 1974 novel about the U.S. as a police state called Flow My Tears, The Policeman Said. I'm going to be very candid with you. I wrote both novels based on fragmentary residual memories of such a horrid slave state world. People claim to remember past lives. I claim to remember a different, very different present life. I know of no one who has ever made this claim before, but I rather suspect that my experience is not unique. What perhaps is unique is the fact that I am willing to talk about it. We are living in a computer-programmed reality, and the only clue we have to it is when some variable is changed and some alteration in our reality occurs. We would have the overwhelming impression that we were reliving the present, deja vu, perhaps in precisely the same way, hearing the same words, saying the same words. I submit that these impressions are valid and significant, and I will even say this, such an impression is a clue that at some past time point, a variable was changed, reprogrammed as it were, and that because of this, an alternative world branched off.
Oh! Sounds like suicide.
Does the month you were born in determine certain traits that you possess? Whether you're right-handed, short-sighted, or even a smoker could be down to when you were born. We're not talking astrology, so forget your star signs and all of that. We're actually talking about something called the seasonal birth effect. It's the idea that the development of certain characteristics we have are linked to the time of year that we're born. It's kind of a less fun but potentially more practical alternative to a zodiac wheel. The clever people at the Royal Institution say that studies have linked time of birth to a whole load of characteristics. For example, if you're born in summer, it's suggested you're more likely to be a smoker or short-sighted and less likely to be schizophrenic or left-handed than those born in the wintry months. Stick with us here. The theory goes that environmental differences during winter and summer pregnancies can cause physiological changes that impact early development. So, increased exposure to sunlight during a summer pregnancy may cause an increase in oxidative stress, which in turn could lead to tiny differences to the internal conditions for the baby inside. But, we hear you ask, can the link seriously prove that your birthday dictates your development? Well, the answer is not really. We are warned to take it with a pinch of salt. The information doesn't mean it applies universally, and it definitely doesn't mean that one is necessarily causing the other. All we know is that there's a link in the data sets that the researchers analyzed.
NASA, my horoscope is illing right now. I'm such good shape. Wild.
March, the more the merrier. Get a couple of whores to carry you to the burial. F-R-E-S-H. Fresh to death and keep it down to the left. Let's get the poor Virgo Aquarius. Cancer, Leo, Sagittarius. Pisces, Libra, Scorpio, Aries. Gemini, Taurus, let them die for it.
Delicate freak show alert the frame. Bachelor flags with a max been parked. Converted by the boats to jolt the cold vein. Boogie down kids to slip past the guard. Put a mask on a radical mask. Megaphone buzz and a woofer on brisk. We are not trained to divert the trash. But march face first with a prayer for the bliss. Stand up for the cinema fire. Simi and I are cold shimmy for the cinnamon sky. Intimate eyes loop all known alleys. Scoop the bounty like daddy hires bazooka to murder Alfie. A colonel with burnt milk for my SI on a piranha money. Count it with a knuckle that hustle bread at a copper tummy. One of these rebels would level the Mark City. But the NY Uber Alice governor picky up the janky Jesus for the species you bleed with. Ultra soldier poach the folklore. Jump guns through the ninth gate. Jump guns like a new six burner.
Fire lit up on the ninth pace. Even set up on the porch and kept on to the blind stage. Never lured by the formal, watching imported wine sage. We bound to the gust of mustard by the mecha bot. Plowed by the public, ushered out the letterbox. Wowed by the subject, punctured by the helicopter.
Boy meets vermin, the widescreen version. Headaches, nausea, vomiting, facial paralysis. These are a few of my favorite venomous side effects. Mamba, water mock pit, viper, diamond back, anaconda, boom, slang, cobra, by the back, spinal tap, raps to the clapper. Aesop rock as the cattle like a natural disaster. Push that button, everybody gotta push something. Sweaty envelope is where it was, and I'll work with the builders. Whittle my guerrilla military and fizzle them through the vigilante filters. Two lamps left for the toggle. How big fit that ninja in a bottle? 100 million motherfuckers gonna put their hands out. Versus a walking zipper bomb trying to keep the man down. I was chewing my tongue out of my mouth one day when the blood in my beard hit the dirt by the Blazers. Would have said curb it like any nervous habit till Maverick told me that coyote pack and smother won't for acres and labor to get a bank of fishermen, gut critters, oblivious to the glimmer of innocent duck feathers. Kid, want a carnivore war bet? I'll be at the Bronx Zoo with a lockpick kit. On the eject from cockpit bench, helicopter clip, Nazi cops on kamikaze Billy Flop. Roger, hot fence, killer crop monster. We are the tyrant and poor, we come for your water. Boom! When the church corrupts, when the mayor knuckle dust city worker bucks, when the stars finger babies like I flirt with sluts, you'll see the fire engine red box gears perk up. Metal kettle unsettling, treble house settler trembling, measuring mellow on the levitate of the mezzanine. Never seen a ton of bricks pressing clean dapper till it's pinstripe and skull chunk 40 stories after. In USA on a ketamine disaster, came for stress, crack the formula left you unimpressed. Now part of me, a part of me, heart of an eyeball, but damn, coon wife, and ya dog. Terminally alienated and bent, awkward by the boy prep package of the slickest spin doctor's phrase where the paranoid high tools proper like suspicious cargo in a high school locker. And it looks like war, bang. Quacks like war, so it's Occam's razor and I'm sways out the door. 100 million motherfuckers hold me back, the hand cannons won't ask about your zodiac, boy.
Get up, sit up, is it the fancy footwork? Get bit by the house, face down, face down, is it a fence to the sky? Get bit by the crowd.
Let's put it on the internet.
Some people in the Stapleton neighborhood say what's happening is not music to their ears, not music to their ears,
music to their ears, music to their ears.
People, some people in this neighborhood. They say what's happening is not music. They say what's happening is bass.
We have to be friendly neighbors. This was not a friendly event.
Some of those neighbors hope that music is turned off forever.
On Saturday night, I was in the basement when the house shook. I went outside and I looked. I thought it was Monday, and I realized it was bass. Thought it was another wave, and I realized it was bass. Thought it was an earthquake, and I realized it was bass. That bass is ridiculous. Thought it was an earthquake. Thought it was an earthquake. And I realized it was bass. Thought it was an earthquake. And I realized it was bass.
This event was a problem.
This bass was a problem. I just wanted to know who thought it was a good idea to drop this extreme bass. Sonic immersion event. Extreme bass sonic immersion event. Extreme bass sonic immersion again. Extreme bass sonic immersion. On Saturday night, I was in the basement when the house shook. I went outside and I looked. I thought it was another day, and I realized it was bass. Thought it was another wave, and I realized it was bass. Thought it was
And I realized it blazed enough to rattle his entire house.
That did make my windows move a little bit.
Breaking news in our world lead. A massive earthquake just hit Japan, this off the coast of Fukushima. And the country's national broadcaster says that a tsunami is minutes away from hitting Japan's shores. I want to get right to our Jennifer Gray. She is in the CNN Severe Weather Center. Jennifer, we're getting reports of some buildings in Tokyo still shaking from what is a very large earthquake. Some evacuations now ordered as well.
Yeah, not only was this a large earthquake, Jim, but it was a very shallow one. This was a 7.3 and only 10 kilometers deep. So the more shallow the quake is, the more you're going to feel it. Let's show you exactly where this is, because it did occur offshore by about 50 kilometers. And so we are still getting information in about it, but it did happen about 50 kilometers rather offshore. And so those tsunami waves should be coming very, very soon. And we're expected to see the waves up to a meter in height, which is about 3 feet or so. So everyone along the coast around Fukushima told to go inland, get to higher ground as fast as you can. Of course, it's the wee hours of the morning there, just after 6 o'clock or so. And so folks are just urged to get to higher ground. Of course, there's the nuclear power plant that was impacted by the big quake just a couple of years ago, of course. But 7.3, that's a big one, Jim, and it's also extremely shallow at only 10 kilometers.
Now, is there any concern in the level of earthquake activity that Japan has seen and elsewhere in the region in recent weeks and months?
Well, you know, we just had that one in New Zealand. I don't think there's huge concern. Of course, with this particular one being a 7.3, we may feel some aftershocks, things like that, in the coming minutes, hours, and even days. But we are just right now, the tsunami waves, of course, being the biggest concern, and those folks getting to higher ground.
And people along that coastline, they know the dangers of this all too well. Jennifer Gray, thanks very much.
And then you switch it, my brain starts going, oh, it's time to giggle. What the fuck? How does that work?
It's time to giggle.
Hey, guys. I don't really fuck with social media. But, like, I know my place on it. You know, like, there's a lot of hot girls on Instagram. On Instagram, I'm like an 8. But I'm a 10 on LinkedIn, you know? Like, there aren't a lot of hot girls on LinkedIn, dude. When you write your job title, you can't put Will Smith for money. Like, trust me, I tried.
Oh my God, seriously?
I only date ninjas, and you are not a ninja.
And let me tell you, man, Russians have their hooker game on point. And let me tell you, I think Russian hookers are the Michael Jordan of hookers. They're like the pinnacle. Because they're like first world hot with a third world attitude.
Февраль достать чернила плакать, писать о феврале на взрыв, пока грохочущая слякоть весною черною
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
It's
It's like the best show ever.
You didn't even like what I said on your Facebook page because you're too busy digging holes somewhere, dirty. Yeah? No, I'm sorry. I love you, girl. I just want what's best for you. I can't believe you'd say that. I mean, thank you. I know I'm beautiful. But you just look nasty. Everybody thinks you stink. I'm just looking so cute, and you're not even here to... You don't even like my Facebook status, because you're too busy planning something in the jungle. I know, you keep talking about quinoa. I have no idea what that is. Like macaroni? Oh, girl, I don't know what you're saying anymore. I just feel like we're in two different worlds. Worm bin? No, I just can't. I'm just trying and trying and I can't. Girl, you just let yourself go. You really did. You need to come home and get some rest. And borrow my razor. You can keep it. I don't want it back.
Girl, what you doing out here with your curls? I'm not seeing your headlights on your new car. Stella style, cause you're on the beach, hanging with the hippies, smiling, happy out of reach, with your family, oh girl, where's your head, you really let yourself go, where is your head, you really let yourself go, oh girl, you really let yourself go.
Where is your head? You really let yourself go.
Very powerful stuff. What more do you want?
Sometimes it seems as though the very best what a man can know is the grace of a woman. He can love his lonely heart only till he earns again for the grace of a woman. He can live in solitude, but only until that day is through. Come, the grace of a woman. Whoa, oh, 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 oh. About another's life, the grace of a woman. She can have the healing touch, how a man can hold in so much, the grace of a woman.
Now, go find the others.com.
The whistles go whoop. When you want to whoop, it's that whoop whoop. You know what I'm saying? That's only in the morning. You're supposed to be up cooking breakfast or somebody, and so that's like an alarm clock. Whoop whoop.